Sunday afternoon, and here under the little mound of snow is Henry Morgan. Commuting problems are the subject of our survey this weekend. I even have a commuting problem. I walk to work. I live 13 blocks from where I work. And to avoid the unlucky 13, I walk 12 and run the last one. Well, the tourists get a kick out of it anyhow. Tom Jones, If I Promise.
If I got on my knees and come crawling to you, little girl, would you love me once again? 'Cause I'd do anything to prove that I love you still. And I'm sorry for the fool I've been. Haven't slept in a month of Sundays, and I know one day I'm gonna lose my sanity. Dreaming about you and life without you just don't mean a thing to me. So if I promise to be a good boy, I never hurt you anymore, would things be like they were before? If I promise to be a good boy and be the way you want me to, would I still have a chance with you?
On to Boston, after soothing music, the drifter Roger Nichols and a small circle of friends. Why did I say that about you? Boston's the city where, allegedly, the Cabots speak only to Lowells and the Lowells speak only to God. Well, none of them has to take the subway, but other people do. Here's a report on commuter problems from Dave McCormick.
The Boston commuter woes have been immortalized by a subway rider named Charlie and the Kingston Trio in the song The MTA. Well, things have changed since that hit. The MTA has been reorganized and expanded and is now known as the MBTA. The fare has also changed. Charlie needed a nickel to get off the train. Today, riders cough up 20 cents for subway lines and 20 more for surface lines. Boston's no different than any other large metropolitan area, though. Downtown parking is at a premium, but still commuters stream in from the suburbs every morning and speed home in the evening. The main driving routes, the legendary Southeast Expressway, Old Route 1, and the Turnpike, all resemble the Indianapolis Speedway on Memorial Day. When there's an accident, they become long, long parking lots. One way to escape the hectic driving is to ride the old favorite, the MBTA. Transportation officials are planning to extend the system to include additional cities and towns, but these plans have hit their snags. Like many commuter operations, the MBTA is losing money and is having its difficulties obtaining more revenue to modernize its equipment and extend services. Another dilemma facing the system is the construction of the John F. Kennedy Library. The architects for the library have been eyeing the subway storage yards in Cambridge as a site for the memorial to President Kennedy. For the past several years, the authority has been trying to relocate the yard, but nobody wants the noisy hodgepodge in their own backyard. So until someone gives in, the MBTA yards will remain in Cambridge, and the construction of the Kennedy Memorial will have to wait. David McCormick, reporting for Monitor.
The Light by the Nashville Brass, and in that part of the country our NBC station is WSM. They call it Tennessee's only clear channel station. Time out, then there'll be more Monitor, more Morgan. Morgan, at the end of a week, still poor, Congress gave itself a 41% raise. I'm not criticizing. If the rest of us could do that, vote ourselves a raise, who amongst us would say it nay? Even President Nixon sent word to Congress that he favored the increase. You start a new job with a raise.
Plymouth Roadrunner was just named Car of the Year by Motor Trend magazine. Why? Here's what Motor Trend says about the Roadrunner.
The basic concept of simplicity and low price is what makes it a winner. Roadrunner is a reasonably priced automobile that performs like something that usually costs half again as much. The firm suspension, good brakes, and strong but docile running 383 engine all add up to a winner. The 1969 Plymouth Roadrunner, the car of the year.
You've just heard a few of the reasons Motor Trend magazine named the Plymouth Roadrunner as car of the year for 1969. The Roadrunner comes standard with features like a special 383 cubic inch, 335 horsepower engine, four on the floor, heavy duty suspension, red streak wide tread tires, and a horn that goes
meep meep.
There's only one place to catch the car of the year, at your Plymouth dealer.
Monitor's film critic Gene Shalit reviews a new picture, The Wrecking Crew.
Dean Martin is so relaxed that no matter what you do to him, he won't stand for it. Now the Dean of Nonchalance has made a new Matt Helm movie. Matt Helm is a secret agent. He is American-born and Bond-bred. He lives for gadgets, guns, and girls. Mostly girls. Dino has at least 12 sexy-looking girls in every Matt Helm movie. I know, because every year I get a Matt Helm calendar. His new movie is called The Wrecking Crew. That title has nothing to do with the movie. And the movie has nothing to do with anything. Dino flips to Denmark to track down a gang that has stolen most of the world's gold supply. The bad guys are led by a pinky lifter who uses the word schedule. Everyone else, of no consequence, is a girl. Trying to lure Dino to death is Elka Summer. She is pretty, bad. And there's Tina Louise, that red-headed tower of vacuity, and Nancy Kwan, inscrutable to the end. And on the other side, trying to help Dean Martin, is a girl many consider to be one of the most beautiful in the movies, Sharon Tate. But Dean is supposed to think Sharon Tate is plain, so Hollywood gives her its oldest disguise, a pair of horn-rimmed glasses. As for Dean Martin, he casuals through this non-adventure wearing a white suit, and he never gets a spot on it. Walls collapse around him, bombs explode in his face, but he just tiptoes through the rubble to his next rendezvous. Just the same, I find Dean Martin ingratiating. He feels for us. Once, right in the middle of a scene, Dino turns to the audience with that puzzled look on his face as if to say, I don't know what this is all about either, folks, but keep those letters and postcards coming. But if you like beautiful girls with plenty of action and terrific adventures, skip The Wrecking Crew. This is Gene Shalit for Monitor.
It's a stuffy, uncomfortable feeling for me.
It's a tense, tight, burning sensation.
Rotten. Miserable.
Whatever you call heartburn and acid indigestion, Digel relieves the symptoms. Digel is the extra action antacid. Digel not only contains effective antacids, it has the extra action of simethicone in a patented formulation that breaks up frothy bubbles of gas to help relax your tense, tight stomach. Digel, the extra action antacid, brings you more complete relief. D-I-G-E-L, Digel, tablets or liquid at all drug counters.
Chest cold, flu ache, rub on Musterol, rub out pain. Musterol's mustard plaster type action stimulates local circulation, draws warm healing relief to where you hurt, helps loosen congestion in your tight, achy chest. To relieve cold ache, flu ache, rub on Musterol.
A little while ago, I apologized for something I said about the Long Island Railroad not running. Now, this may not be terribly interesting in a lot of these United States, but it fascinates me. Here's a bulletin from our newsroom. The Long Island Railroad announced at Penn Station shortly after 5:30 p.m. that it had temporarily suspended all service on the commuter line. I don't know why I'm so pleased.
Thank you.
The letter by the Arbors on the monitor beacon. Morgan introducing Morgan. She's the one with the talent, Jane, with all of my laughter.
I want to laugh, all of my laughter. I want to cry, all of my tears. I want to turn on my lights and see all of the sights and hear all of the music before it disappears. I want to sing all of my love songs. I want to drink all of my wine. And feel my glow. Cause there's just one life that's mine. What comes next, I don't know. I've got confetti, I'm ready to throw. I wanna laugh all of my laughter before I go.
Stay right here on NBC.
In just a minute, we'll have another progress report on the Bob Hope Desert Golf Classic, brought to you by Chrysler Corporation.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Hector Gonzalez. You know, since coming to this country, I find out that most car service is a lot like the weather. Chilly today, hot tamale. Then one day, I was sitting in the cantina with my Conchita having a tortilla, and I hear two fellas talking, and one say, si, 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 si. I thought it was a new Spanish song. So I asked him and he said, no, 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 no. Si, 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 si. It stands for Chrysler Corporation Customer Care. It's what you get at every Chrysler, Plymouth, and Dodge dealer. Before you can shout Viva Zapata, your car is fixed and fixed right. And it means parts that go with your car like tortillas go with beans. Customer care. Maybe that's another reason why so many people is switching to Plymouths, Dodges, Chryslers, and Imperials. CCCC may not be a new song, but if you CCCC a customer care dealer, you're sure going to wind up singing.
Too bad a Latin American wasn't available for that. Now the Bob Hope Desert Golf Classic, a slight pause while we switch to the Indian Wells Country Club in Palm Desert, California.
This is Frank Dill, and as this moment, it looks like Billy Casper has wrapped up the Bob Hope Desert Classic for 1969. He is on the 18th green in front of us now. He has a birdie putt, and he has a two-stroke lead. Billy Casper apparently has wrapped it up. He's 14 under par on the 18th green for the tournament. Dave Hill is two strokes behind, 12 under, and he has completed play today. Jack Montgomery at 11 under is also on the 18th green. Art Wall is 10 under, playing 18. Dean Beeman, Orville Moody, Frank Beard, and Gene Littler all 9 under par. Apparently, Billy Casper has wrapped it up, all but sinking the final putt. One man who's playing almost as much golf as the pros these days is singer Andy Williams. Earlier, we had Andy at our monitor microphone. Andy Williams, who is on the golf tour these days, had his own golf tournament last week, and now here he is in Palm Springs. You must be playing pretty well.
Well, I'm playing better, yeah. I've played now about, out of 3 or 4 weeks, I've played most of those days.
You were in the Crosby.
Yeah, then we went down to my tournament in San Diego, and now up here. I'm going to play the one day in Phoenix. That'll end my tour.
Well, you must be getting used to the galleries watching you swing a golf club. That must not bother you anymore.
No, it really doesn't. Well, the first tee is a little jumpy, you know, because all we amateurs, especially the celebrities who are used to performing in front of a lot of people but are performing now in a different way, when we're not really sure of what's going to happen, you know, we could hit one pretty strange. At least I can.
You know, Jack Lemmon, a year ago, I talked to him prior to your tournament in San Diego, and then this year, he turned out to be the television star of the Bing Crosby tournament, didn't he?
Yeah, he's the Robert Goulet of last year. Yeah. Or of this year, I should say.
Did he play with you in your tournament in San Diego, Jack?
Yeah, he played pretty well, too, I must say. It seems that when he gets on camera, he kind of shakes up a little bit.
Good luck to you today, Andy.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you. As of this moment, Billy Casper has all but wrapped it up. Only one threesome left on the course. That's the last threesome of the day. Frank Beard, Art Wall, and George Knutson. It would take some kind of a miracle to catch Billy Casper, who is at this moment on the 18th green with a two-stroke lead. This is Frank Dill for Monitor Sports.
We'll have the wrap-up of that later today, brought to you by Chrysler Corporation, and now a word from Chrysler.
Now there's a dream that's never been more attainable. The great new Chrysler.
Your next car is here.
Chrysler Newport is priced just a few dollars more per month than the most popular smaller car with comparable equipment. There's no easier way to make your dream come true. Chrysler, your next car, the affordable dream.
John Gary's new song, Love of a Gentle Woman.
When I first saw you in the park, I watched as you fed popcorn to the pigeons. Maybe you just might be walking by my side. Then you looked at me and smiled that certain smile, and I knew that I was walking. Oh yes, I knew for the first time in my life I'd finally found myself a gentlewoman. And I could be strong for you. I'd never do wrong by you. About the times when I first met you. You've come running to me softly asking me just why I smile. And I know for the rest of my life I'll be contented just to love one gentle woman. And I will be strong for you. I'll never do wrong.
He's sending you a Valentine candy and flowers arrangement through his nearby FTD florist.
He loves me.
Commuter problem. How do you get from your home in Dallas to your office in Houston? One Texas business executive does it by plane. He's Richard Erb, and he told us how he feels about this kind of commuting on Monitor's open line.
I'm kind of used to it, but I can say safely that at times it does get to be a drag or difficult. It's pretty long hours. When I commute to Houston, I'm generally up and out of the house by 6:45, and I spend an hour on the plane going down to Houston, and then about a half hour by car out to the plant, which gets me to the plant sometime around 8:30. Then I generally leave the office around 7 o'clock in the evening.
Texas-style commuter Richard Erb. Later today, more in Monitor's survey of commuter problems, and we'll hear about the meeting of the Boy Scouts and President Nixon, what he told them, what they told him. Not high-level stuff, but they will probably never forget it. Listen later on to Monitor.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.
Morgan from Monitor leaving to face my own little commuter problem right after NBC News on the hour.
A builder doesn't put the roof on before the foundation or the walls are built.
Well, it's the same with building a fortune. Start first with a Dime Savings account as the foundation, then build upward. At the Dime Savings Bank, the big savings bank for all New York, you have a $2 billion partner working for you. You get the highest bank rate on savings allowed with this unbeatable safety record. Never a dividend missed in over 109 years at the Dime. Here, big Dime dividends are added and compounded four times each year to help your savings snowball into a fortune. The latest dividend at the Dime, 5% a year, paid from day of deposit, compounded quarterly. You can make your savings dollar do two jobs for you instead of just one. Make your savings a trust savings account simply by naming your dependents on the account. In case they lose you, the proceeds are payable to your loved ones. For postage-free forms to open your account by mail at the Dime, write Trust Savings, WNBC Radio, New York 10020. That's Trust Savings, WNBC Radio, New York 10020. The Dime Savings Bank of Brooklyn, a member of the FDIC. WNBC, AM and FM in New York.